You are now tuned in to the Believe Network. Do you believe?
Gang, you know, I'm a little bit depressed. Football, yeah, it's over. But the NBA, college basketball, the NHL, they're in full swing. Baseball's ramping up. The only place you should be betting on these sports is at betonline.ag. BetOnline, it even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. BetOnline has hundreds of props with real-time odds on almost anything you can imagine, and it's pretty fun. And of course, the 24-hour online casino. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Hey, hey, gang, how are we doing? I am so happy you're here. Thank you very much for taking the time. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you listening and following us on social media at all of our outlets, at Nick Hardwick. We are also at Hardwick.life. We love your interaction, the feedback that you give through those outlets and through email. Now, here's something that I want from you. I want more of your feedback, actually. I want to give you guys exactly what you're here looking for. Topics you want covered, people you want interviewed, questions you want answered that will help you live a better, more fulfilling life. I'll reach out to the people and get the topics covered and the questions answered. So I want to do what I think a lot of times is often overlooked in the podcast game. I want you to tell me what you want. So seriously, email me directly. I'm at, my email address is nick@nickhardwick.com. If you write me, I promise I will write you back. Thank you very much. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Hardwick.life. It's the home of the Lose Like a Lineman program. If you haven't heard of the Lose Like a Lineman program and are interested in losing weight, get your butt over to the website. We're at Hardwick.life. It's like Hardwick.com, but that domain name was already taken, so it's Hardwick.life, and it's kind of fitting. And if you don't know already, I designed the Lose Like a Lineman program for my personal weight loss journey 6 years ago, and it was the sole reason that I lost 85 pounds in 5 months. It went viral. There were features on Sports Illustrated, ESPN, LA Times, Business Insider, CBS Sports. I knew my transformation was special, but after countless emails asking for my secret and direct messages and giving it on these one-off occasions, I decided it was just time to package it up and give it to the world. So as of this year, the program officially went public, and it's helped hundreds of men lose weight every day, women too. And I'm not talking just a few pounds. We're talking real results here, people like John Zenser, who you heard a little while back on the podcast, lost 100 pounds in 7 months. Super inspiring. Or Joshy, who lost 30 pounds in the first 6 weeks. That's not uncommon, guys. Listen, this isn't a little vegan diet, no juice cleanses, no bunny food. I mean, although if you're vegan or keto or whatever, it accommodates those. We're talking just real food for real people. And if it could be assembled by a former offensive lineman, knucklehead like me, I'm telling you, you can do it too. And on top of that, the workouts are realistic. They don't take more than 4 to 16 minutes every other day. There's no room for excuses. Not only that, but this program easily integrates into a very busy life from the comfort of your home. You can lose weight fast. No expensive gym memberships, no equipment needed. What the hell are you waiting for? That's right. You may be waiting for the right time. Let me be real with you. There is never a perfect time to do anything. You're always just one decision away from real results. And it's not like the program is hundreds of dollars either. For the price of a dinner for two, you can change your life forever. Now listen to this. I'll even motivate you a little bit more. For the next 24 hours, you can use the coupon code podcast20 to get the program for 20% off. That's podcast20 for 20% off. So what are you waiting for? Get over to hardwick.life and use the code podcast20, and we'll get you onto the show.
All right, guys. Hope you're doing well out there today. Joining us on the Hardwick Life podcast is Sean Garner. Sean founded EntreeFit.com. It's a business coaching program for fitness professionals who would like to grow their business and get the value out of their time and effort. I mean, really, isn't that what we all want in any industry? So after owning 3 gyms and coming home with a little over $3,000 a month before taxes, After a long run in the industry, Sean decided something had to change or he had to move on completely. He began to systematize his business and saw exponential growth. He then helped multiple other trainers scale their business to six figures in no time. So with the success of EntreeFit, he continues to add other revenue streams. And that's the dream for a lot of us, multiple channels of income that can align with our passion and our sense of purpose. Now, look, you may not be a fitness professional, but business skills and the processes to attain financial independence, I think a lot of them are universal. So as you're listening, simply put your passion into Sean's format. And the language may not be the same in every industry, but a lot of the tactics will be the same. And if you're a fitness professional, Sean would like to give you a 60-minute fitness business blueprint strategy call where he goes over your fitness business with you and shows you the five-step framework he uses with clients to build a successful online fitness business. I'm probably going to take Sean up on this offer. You can schedule that call with him right at his website. It's a real slick website, EntreeFitCoaching.com. That's E-N-T-R-E-F-I-T coaching.com. EntreeFitCoaching.com. Also, it's going to be in the show notes wherever you listen to it. Sean is at Sean Garner on Instagram. Give him a follow for some great insights into making your business more professional. Love what he's done. Let's learn together, guys. Hope you enjoy.
Well, thanks so much for the opportunity. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, thank you. I am too. Where are you located?
I am now in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've been in Miami, Florida for about the past 5.5-ish years. And then about
I was going to say,
we moved back.
Yeah, I thought you were in Miami. So you're originally from Tulsa?
Yeah, born and raised here in Tulsa. And then we spent about 5 years in Miami. I went there to, I owned some gyms here in Tulsa originally, ended up closing those down, moved to Miami and worked for a gym called Anatomy. Started there as a personal trainer and then ended up being a general manager for them. Then left that to do my own consulting and everything. And now here we are.
Yeah, rocking. What kind of gyms did you own in Tulsa before you went to Anatomy down in Miami?
Yeah, so I had two CrossFit gyms that I owned, and then I owned a sports performance, like functional training type gym. It was, are you familiar with the strength coach's name? It's Mike Boyle.
Yes.
So he has a licensee franchise called MBSC Thrive, and I owned one of those facilities.
Oh, no kidding.
Very much like functional movement based sports performance type stuff.
So probably like a lot of gym owners, you got your start in CrossFit.
Yep.
How do you see that game going now, and what's the future of it, and what's the business model look like from a guy who now does this for a living?
For CrossFit
business.
For the CrossFit in specific.
For CrossFit specific.
Yeah. So if you would have asked me about 8 months ago, I probably would have said going downhill fast with the whole like Greg Glassman stuff and everything.
Right.
But then obviously their new CEO, he really seems like he has really surrounded the community. And I think he's kind of getting back to some of the positive roots that originally started with CrossFit by making it very community focused. And they're doing like lots of really cool partnerships. Now they just announced that big thing with like Whoop that they're starting to do. Yeah. So I think that like I said, 8 months ago, it didn't look too bright for me. I would say if somebody's thinking about opening a CrossFit gym, I'm like, nah, I probably should stop. Not consider that. But now with the new CEO, I think he's an awesome guy. He's actually a former box owner. So I think he's been able to help a lot of the issues that I personally didn't always agree with as being a box owner, some like the affiliate rules and stuff like that. So I think that him coming from that world is going to be better for the affiliate owners.
Yeah.
The owners are happy, obviously. That's going to want more people to want to own a gym or work for a gym, which will drive more certs, which is a big source of revenue, obviously, for them, which gets more athletes to the game. So I think it's going to be positive for them. The only thing that I would say is for CrossFit specifically, that's not necessarily a challenge, but challenge to do in the other ways is one of the things that makes CrossFit special is, you know, you're beating yourself up together in that community.
Yeah.
And now with so much stuff going online, like there's tons of garage gyms. Like if you tried to order a squat rack from Rogue Fitness this last summer, like good luck. Like they were sold out because everybody's building their garage.
Right.
But one of the things that makes it so special is that community. So I think one of their challenges that if they can solve this, they would just blow everything up is if they could figure out how they take that special in-gym community and take that online, man, that would be huge for them.
Do you think there's going to be a surge to get back into the gym? Because we own 5 gyms out in San Diego. It's kind of we like to think of it as high intensity bodybuilding. It's called Renegade Fit Camp. And we're kind of a cross between like Orange Theory and CrossFit. And I think we're a little safer than CrossFit. We're not using bars. We're not teaching real technical moves.
Yeah.
But
no high rep, Olympic lift, stuff like that.
No, no, a lot of time under tension, a lot of tempo type movements. We do have assault air runners. We have assault bikes. So there is that kind of component. I just get the sense that that community specifically, the CrossFit community, the Orange Theories, the Renegades, the, you know, the group fitness people that like to go into that space, that they're going to come back and it's going to be roaring when the doors finally open everywhere 100%. We can unmask and you can go kind of uninhibited into those spaces, because I think the people that are attracted to that anyhow, I think they just want that collective energy, and it's really hard to capture at home.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the only, I guess, maybe challenge will be is I absolutely do think people want to get back in, because I know me personally, like I'm going crazy staying in my house all the time. Like everybody now is working from home. Like things are shut down. Restaurants aren't nearly as open and stuff. So people want that. But the only, I would think, issue or concern maybe with that is people have come accustomed to a new normal. So taking, like getting used to, like almost not everybody, but a lot of people are working from home now. They've gotten used to working out from home now. So it's just, it's not that they don't want that, but they're already got into a new routine. They had their whole world shifted a year ago. And then they're just now probably getting somewhat use of a routine and normalcy. Now I'm getting them to break that up and going back and almost kind of it's like, imagine like, you're married, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. So yeah, been married for 15 and a half years. Awesome. Imagine not dating your wife for, you know, a long period of time. Like that's why marriages like typically fall apart, is they got too obsessed with the kids and they forgot that to date each other and stuff like that. That's kind of what I think is going to be happening with some of these gym owners, is their clients have forgotten what it's like. And so it's going to be really for the gym owners to like, date the clients again and welcome them back and make it a really special experience. Because I would say if you are planning on just going back to the way things were, that's probably not going to be successful for you. You have to, like, it's like the honeymoon phase all over again. Like you got to remind clients, like what makes the thing so special, and inviting them back into that relationship so they can break the pattern that they're stuck in now.
Oh, that's brilliant. You do have to start dating them again. You have to start swooning them again. It's like, I used to take my wife, we've been married 14 plus years now, and every Tuesday was my off day when I was playing football, and I would take her shopping every Tuesday because I love to shop on Tuesdays. And so we stopped that once we got married. So she still comes back to that a little bit. She does all of her shopping now just from the phone, right? It's like Amazon. I feel like I'm taking her shopping every day. But it is part of that. It's like you have to win them back over. And then further to your point, is there is the deal of breaking habits. And it's a great habit to be in, to go to the gym. It's also a great habit to work out at home. And you have to get them back into seeing the benefits of coming into the gym. And then I guess one of the things that you may be working on with your clients at EntreeFit is digitizing that in-person experience so it can open up. Even if you've got group fitness, it's like, let's bring some cameras in and let's find other, and we'll talk about this more with what you got going on, is more revenue streams and having more people kind of meeting them, I guess, where they are now. And they're accustomed to working out at home, but there's also the ability to come to the gym. And so you have the opportunity to broaden your reach if you go digital.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want me to dig in some of this stuff now?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so like, there's several things to consider with, especially with that. So first of all, like we talked about, like if you're just going to go back to doing the same thing, it's not going to be successful, because the consumers now have had an entire year with everything being online to where they almost expect a higher level of service in a lot of things. So if you just expect your, we talked about dating them again and getting your customers to fall back in love. If you just expect your customers to come back to wanting just a hour, you know, a few times a week to work out, that's what they want. That's not what they want. They're craving more than that. They're craving that community. So they can work out for an hour online, right? They can work out from an hour at home. So you have to create that other special experience and make it more about the community aspect of it and the experience in the gym than just the workout, because they can get awesome workouts online and even a lot of places free. But there's some incredible creators creating some awesome workout experiences on YouTube and Instagram live and stuff like that. So if it's just about the workout, you're not gonna succeed. People want the community, they want the experience, and it has to be about that. The other thing with it is you have to realize, on that same note, I think the fitness industry, I firmly believe, is the service industry. And so our job as fitness professionals is to serve our clients however the best version of fitness is for them. We know as practitioners, the craft of fitness, it is optimal if we are right there with them, where we can put our hands on them, we can be tactile, we can coach them, we can cue them, put them in the right position. And that is better. That is the best way to deliver the art of exercise, but not necessarily fitness. For some people, in order to serve them, it's about giving them fitness where they need it, how they need it, when they need it. And sometimes the best way to serve people is not making them have to commit to a class time, not making them have to show up for their session time. It's serving it on demand at home, the best way it is for them. So that's a big area of opportunity for brick and mortar facilities, is to create some type of on-demand service for them or for their clients. So one, it gives them a better way. Like if they love they love Renegade and they want to be a part of that, but man, like today, one of the kids are sick, and so now I got to miss my class. Like, they shouldn't have to miss out on their fitness just because the gym owner doesn't have a method to best serve the client how they need it. The other thing, it's kind of, I think, the responsibility of the gym owner or the business owner to create other avenues to be in that person's life. So we know that health, fitness, nutrition, wellness is so much more than that hour session that they're in the gym. So with your online experience, it should be that. It should not just be taking your workouts and putting them online, but creating a true online experience, because there's so much more than sets and reps with your fitness. So with your online platform, especially for your facility, you should be working with things like with mindset, goal setting, nutrition, shopping, all the other, like, quote unquote, sleep habits, stress management, all the other things of fitness. That should be another level of service that you deliver in your online platform. Because if you're just going workout video for workout video and trying to compete with like Peloton, Beachbody, Mirror, Tonal, all those big companies, again, they have better production. Like, yeah, they got better ad spend than you. So you have to find other ways to be that holistic approach. And that's kind of the benefit of some of these like micro gyms, these boutique fitness facilities, these independent trainers and stuff. They can pivot and move and add more of those services, to where a company like Peloton, they can't do that. They're too big. They're too set in their way. So that's a big opportunity for the facility owners and these boutique fitness facilities to really maximize on digital.
What does it look like digitally? And I understand from a workout standpoint, being able to do that and putting out good workouts. But when you're talking about adding sleep, talking about adding mindset training, talking about mindfulness perhaps and habit change, like what do those look like when people come to you and go, hey, I know I need to add all these things, and I'm one of these guys. So here's a question straight for me. What does that look like? Like, how is that best implemented?
Yeah, that's a good question. It honestly is the exact same thing as fitness, and almost every answer in health and fitness is, it just depends. It kind of depends on, just like with your workouts, right? There's a lot of different ways to just deliver workouts for people. It could be live, it could be on demand, it could be follow along with content, it could be like exercise demos, and they're following a program because they don't need to watch you squat for squat, but they need to know, that's how I do the squat, and I do it, and they're following a program. So there's a lot of different ways to deliver that. The exact same way with this. There's a lot of different ways that type of information can be delivered. What I personally believe is the best right now is anything as far as fitness content is follow along with and live if possible. And same thing with this kind of stuff. It would be bringing in these guest speakers, because that's the thing, is you don't have to know all this stuff.
Exactly.
You just have to know the people and bring those experts into your facility. And now with so many people working online remotely, everybody knows how to use Zoom now. You can get top health and wellness experts to come in and to speak to your gym owners to where they can have these live Q&As of people that they may never have access to before. I mean, look at you here with your podcast. It would be very easy for you to implement something like this with past guests that you have. And then just, again, going to you specifically, and you could multi-purpose out that content. So you're bringing this person in to talk, to answer Q&As for people for your gym. And you're also getting a podcast episode out of it too. So not only are you adding value to your platform that you're building with your podcast, but now you're also giving the people in your gym the opportunity to ask questions to some of these top health and wellness experts to just add more value to your online platform.
When did this all click for you? Take me back a little bit, because I know, like, went from Tulsa,
yeah,
then went to Miami. And then when did it all click that I need to do something different? I need to change the trajectory, and then obviously change the trajectory, but then it's continuing to grow, right? It's like piece by piece, block by block. And
I was going to say, I still don't feel like it's clicked. Like every day I wake up super hungry. Like I start out at zero. I'm like, okay, if you know nothing, it's time to get back to work. You got to learn more and be better. So, cause I feel passionate and called to what I do now, which is to serve, I call them the real fitness professionals. I'm not trying to make the Insta famous people, you know, sell more detox tea and supplements. Like I want to help the real fitness professionals, real trainers, the real gym owners to have success online. So that's kind of what started it for me. Is I was a personal, I had owned several facilities. I was in Miami working as a personal trainer, like working crazy hours and everything. And I was talking to somebody.
What was it? Give me a standard day. Cause I don't think people appreciate what a personal trainer, what that day really looks like. Our coaches,
yeah,
you know, I respect them so much, and the hustle that they go through, and the hours, yeah, and the physical nature of the beast.
So thank you for that, because I would, yeah, most people don't, they'll hear little things like, oh, so you, what, you're just at the gym all day and you work out and maybe train a few people. Like I would always tell people, yeah, like, no, I don't get
paid. Job.
I don't get paid for working out. I only get paid if other people are working out. If I'm working out, that's bad. It means I'm not making money. So let's say just an average personal trainer is doing, you know, let's say 30 to 40 sessions a week. They're thinking a normal consumer back, oh, that's just 30, 40 hours a week. That's all you have to work. No. That's active hours training somebody. So in order, yes, to get those people as clients, that means I'm at the gym from open to close. So that way, when a new member comes in, I can offer to give them a free assessment that I don't get paid for. I can offer to give them a complimentary training session that you typically don't get paid for. Just you have the opportunity to show your value to then get them as a client. Wow. And then on top of that, you're attending group fitness classes, participating in them so you can meet members and people from your class. You're having opportunities in your city to try and lead group fitness classes so you can, you know, try and grow your personal training roster and all that stuff. But all that being said, like a typical day is you're waking up anywhere from like 4:30 to 5 a.m. so you can make sure that you're at the gym as soon as it opens, because the most committed fitness people are going to be there really early in the morning and then after work. And then during the day is whenever you're going to have, you know, the stay-at-home moms, like I joke around, like the soccer moms and stuff like that are there,
right?
Yoga classes. But
get the kids to school and then get to come work out.
Exactly. Yeah. But you're there super early, and typically everybody would have a session like a 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30 a.m. session. And then you're going to have a couple of hours where that's where you do admin work. You're following up with leads, trying to get people come in for their assessments, new clients that you're following, or new gym members that you're following up with. Maybe you'll eat some lunch, hopefully get a 30 minute to hour long training session. So you can really quick get something to work out, shower. And then that way, you know, you're getting like after school programs for kids. Like I did a lot of stuff with, because I had kids, I like working with kids for their fitness. I think it's really, really important. So you do a couple of sessions for kids or some kids group fitness classes. Then you'd have, you know, like a 5, 6, 7 PM session. Then you got to drive home. Hopefully you get to see your family for a little bit, and then you take a shower, you crash, and you wake up and you know, rinse and repeat, you know, 6 days a week.
And not coming home with a crazy amount of money.
Yeah.
<you're, laughs> right. I mean, at the end of the day, you're working 60 to 80 hours and
you're balling on a budget for sure.
Yeah.
Unless like you're in a major city, like something like a Miami, New York, LA, where you're charging premium prices, you know, whenever I was here in here in Tulsa originally doing personal training, like you were crushing it if you were getting, you know, $50 to $60 a session. But then when you're in Miami, LA, New York, like now you're getting anywhere from $150 to $300 a session, depending on how, you know, good you are at building your client roster up. Gotcha. But so I was working those crazy hours, and that's what kind of led me to doing what I'm doing now, is because I came home. It was one of those days. It was like a weekend and I was exhausted. Like, cause you're still working like that on Saturday. Saturday, you probably would get done early, like around like noon or 1 o'clock. And then for me personally, I always took Sundays off to be with the family. And I remember it was a weekend. I was exhausted. I had just worked, you know, 6 days straight, stupid amount of hours. And somebody that I knew loosely was DMing me on Instagram, just asking how the gym was going. And I was like, yeah, it's going good. You know, I'm just grinding, doing my thing. And she was like, well, yeah, you know, I just started my own online training business. I had a pretty good month last month. I made $15,000. I was like, what? She said, right. I was like, I am killing myself and making nowhere near that. I said, are you even a trainer? She said, yeah, I went and got, I took an online certification last month and just started posting on Instagram and it's going great for me. I got so pissed off that by this point I was about 8 years in the industry, like dozens of certifications, owned multiple gyms, like had a full like personal training roster and still wasn't as making as much as this chick that took an online cert last month and started posting pictures. On like, screw this. Like it's time to figure this stuff out. So I went through my whole journey of like, I would try to copy the influencer, right? And like, it was like posting the stupid little selfies, holding the protein jug and all that craziness. And it didn't work for me. I was like, man, when you try and copy them, like you don't understand some of the things that are really going on. And some people also aren't really making as much money online as you would think. So through that whole process of just self-discovery, and like I said, waking up with this burning passion of wanting to figure this thing out, because it wasn't about just me. It wasn't just about making money, but it was about being better for my family. So I could actually be there for them. I could financially provide for them and just create that time and financial freedom, man, just gave me this hunger and passion for figuring this stuff out. And once I figured it out for myself, I started having other colleagues and stuff asking me questions and how to do this. And I started getting more questions about that than about fitness stuff. And I was like, hey, I actually really like this stuff. Maybe I should start helping my friends out. And so started helping out some friends one at a time. And it slowly built off to what it is now with the whole consulting company.
What was the first thing you had to figure out?
I would
say other than you can't take booty pics and build your following.
The first thing I found at the self-discovery is I don't look good in a thong taking pictures.
I found that out too.
Yeah. You know, it's like, dang it. It would be so much easier. The first thing that I would say, like real lesson that I learned is that if you try to market and appeal to everyone, you'll end up attracting no one. So it was the process of self-discovery, of finding out who you want to serve and attract online. And this is honestly the biggest struggle whenever I'm first working with a client that we have to get them to overcome, because they're servants, right? They're the service industry. They want to help everybody. So they're afraid that if they're super focused on their niche and their target market and who they want to work with, that they're going to exclude people and not going to be able to help everybody. Because the first thing I always ask them is, you know, who do you want to work with? And it's like, oh, I can work with everybody. Like, okay, that's awesome. I'm sure you can. And you better be able to, because your craft of fitness, I want you to be, you know, that knowledgeable on the skills of fitness before you do go online. But who do you really want to work with? Like, who's your favorite client? Like, what makes them so special? Why do you love those sessions when they show up to those sessions? And then the other question I always ask them is, who is the client you just crush it with? Where, man, if I get this type of client that comes to me and they're looking for this goal or this result, I'm like fired up inside, because I'm like, I know I'm going to close this client because I crush it with them every time. That is what I always kind of use to help fitness professionals kind of start guiding into who they want to work with. Because when you get good results with people and you enjoy the people you work with, you're going to show up every day like super fired, pumped up, and everybody loves going to work being a winner. So you have to figure that stuff out. And you can't just take your one size fits all and try to market to everybody, because in the online space, man, it is flooded with everybody now, especially now in this COVID world that we're in. Like, everybody has an online offer. So you have to be specific with who you're working with and the problem you solve for them if you want to stand out. And it's getting them to realize that shift, because they're doing that now with their in-person business. They just don't realize it. So for example, one of the things I always walk people through is they said, no, but I work with everybody now. I said, no, you don't. You work with people that are willing to have a membership to the facility you work with, that live in a certain mile radius from that facility, that are looking for a certain result, and that's why they join it. There's a big difference between the local powerlifting gym, the local CrossFit gym, the yoga studio. You just happen to be in there all day and the clients are literally coming to you. So you haven't had to think about this because it's just happened accidentally for you, but it's still happening. Right. You're just not realizing it.
Yeah, but the client, it was intentional.
Yeah, exactly. They made that decision.
On their end, they found that gym yes. because they wanted to make a decision. The environment fit them best.
Yeah, absolutely. They were looking at your reviews online. They were looking at pictures on Instagram of what the facility was like, who else was there, the other people that facility was attracting. They probably looked you up and stalked you on social media to find out what kind of trainers yeah. were there. And then they made that decision. But now whenever you're going online, it's you doing the hunting, if you will, and going after the clients because you're speaking their language. You're putting out an offer that solves their biggest problems and attracting them into your world.
And I think that's almost universal for every business, especially now with online. And we are so niche-y. I mean, think of all the different craft beers out there. I look at a lot of things. I don't drink a lot of beer, but like I know how fanatical people are about their beer or this brewery does this the best. And we focus on that. And we offer a couple of other things or like craft distilleries, same kind of thing. They focus, laser focus on one little tiny niche or in the fitness world, hey, I want to build a program specifically designed for women that have just had a baby and they want to lose the additional 20 pounds. And I tell you, like, I started having a lot more success when it finally clicked to me, you can't be everything to everybody.
Yeah.
And I do think that knowledge-wise, I can cover a wide swath as far as fitness and health and nutrition and all that. Yes, can answer those questions. However, what do I like working with the best? I like seeing people lose massive amounts of weight.
Yeah.
Right? I want people to lose 50 pounds in 2 months and then feel really good that they got their life back. And I don't care so much about high performance. And I don't care, you know, it's like, I don't want to train high school kids necessarily. And it's like, but you have to figure out, like you said, and I think that's a great question, is who's your clients? Who are you serving? Who do you like to serve? What's your passion, right? What feeds you? Because if you're getting fed daily, it's not even work at that point. It's just, you're doing what you're called to do. And it's so easy to get out of bed. Like you said, you wake up every morning, it's like, I don't know anything. I'm ready to get going. And I feel the same way, but you have to find who you're serving to be able to find that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome because 100% it does apply to everything. My wife has a telemedicine practice for hormone therapy and she's awesome. Going through the exact same stuff. Like just thinking about that, like hormone therapy, right? There's some sketchy people doing some sketchy stuff online, yes. that, you know, try to track the bodybuilder crowd. And then there's also people like with her, she's really going after like the restorative medicine, functional medicine type people, people looking to, you know, get their health back. So it's completely different, but they're doing the same exact mm-hmm. thing. So what I always tell people whenever you're trying to find out who you want to work with in your industry, there's three different levels to it. First is the character of the type of person you want to work with. So what are their character traits? Because there's a target market in niches and stuff, the demographics that most people think of, that stuff comes later, but you got to think about the type of person that you like. Do you like the super, you know, aggressive type A driven person? Or do you like somebody that's a little bit more, you know, like the beta, like more just like go with the flow? Because those are completely different. That person would drive me insane. Like I shouldn't have to, I shouldn't have to help you find your motivation. Like if you're not motivated, like, man, that's not my person. Go to like a Tony Robbins or something. He'll help you self-discover and all that stuff. Like, I want people that are like, man, I'm like a rocket ship. Just point me in the right direction. Like that's who I like. Yes. So
doers.
Identifying character. Yes. The doers.
You want doers. Yeah.
So it's knowing the character of the person that you want to work with. So that applies again to any industry. Then once you have the character of who you want to work with, then you start thinking about the traditional like target market stuff. So this is going to be demographics. So like, okay, what are their age range? What are, you know, what cities they live in? You can think about that kind of stuff. But the more important thing I think about with target market is questions. So what are the questions that this person is asking themselves? What is their, age range and the things that make them up to like a typical demographic that you would think. So you know the type of person you want to work with, the character, then you know the target market. Then third thing is this is where it gets industry specific. It's the niche. It's the problem that you solve for that person. So just right there, like you, me, my wife, we could all have the exact same type of characters that we want to work with, the exact same target markets, but our niches could be different. You could help those people that are in that character trait in target market lose a lot of weight. My wife could help them restore and balance their hormones. I could help them start their online fitness business. Like we all have different niches. And so that's where the other powerful thing with that is whenever you really want to start networking, collaborating and stuff like that, it's finding people and other colleagues that have similar characters and target markets that they're going after. And you go in and add those other niche values to their audience and vice versa. Like we were talking about with you with bringing those other services into your gym for your online and for your podcast and stuff. It's finding the people that also are attracting the target market and the character traits of the people that you love to speak to, but it's adding those other niche services in. Because whenever you take that approach and you know your customers that well, that's where you become like the one-stop shop for everything. So you might have, like we talked about, the ability to train all the people and all those skill sets. But if you really want to truly serve your clients, man, find other things that they need. So like what's a chiropractor that your type of clients need, a physical therapist they would need, a nutritionist that they would need, a physician that they would need, all those different things that apply to their overall health and wellness. That's where like it really becomes not just a service that you offer, but like a true like brand and wellness package.
Hey guys, I want to give a brief moment to talk about our newest sponsor, eBay. Whether rear, dead stock, or the latest release, you can find the exact shoe you're looking for. You can find anything you're looking for at eBay, really. I find all of my technical equipment there for the podcast, a lot of workout equipment. But as the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. With eBay's authenticity guarantee, your sneakers are meticulously inspected by the independent professional authenticators. A team of experienced sneaker authenticators verify the box, logo, stitching, and dozens of other inspection points. Each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity, and it protects sellers with a verified return process. And for sneaker sellers out there, if you're a seller, eBay has eliminated selling fees on sneakers $100 and up, making it free to sell or flip your collection. Go to ebay.com/sneakers today. eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. That's eBay.
Yeah, where people are treating you as a resource. You are their primary resource. They want information from you, and you're either the point guard or you have the information yourself. Yeah,
that's where you make the shift in your mind from selling something to actually truly serving people. Is you're trying to find out, okay, these are the people that I've attracted and I feel called to serve. What other things can I do, resources I have that I can pour into them to make them success, like whatever their version of successful is. It's losing weight, it's making money, having a better marriage, having a better life, whatever that thing is, you finding that to truly serve them. That's how you ultimately, I think, fill your own inner purpose and calling your own life.
That is really awesome. Hey, by the way, before I forget, you mentioned that your wife does endocrinology, hormone balance.
Yeah.
Will you let her borrow your mic for an episode? Because
absolutely. You know,
it's a huge topic, especially with women, that hormone replacement therapy is becoming, I think, more broadly discussed. I hear it in my neighborhood all the time now. And I'd love to have my wife on with her and me to ask your wife questions if she's open to it.
Absolutely.
We'll have to let her. You'll have to let her borrow your mic and camera, though.
Absolutely. I'll let her do that. I'll connect you guys.
That is so good. So are there any other universal truths that you see that kind of cross industries, not just fitness industry, not just building your gym business, but that really kind of cross over that threshold? And this is what we have to be working on in all real, if we're going digital. And I think that's kind of a thing. Your wife does telehealth. Do you help her with her business at all?
Yeah.
Telehealth.
I like to take credit for it, but she's awesome for what she does. I've helped her a lot with the copy and the marketing aspect. But I mean, so one of those universal truths with that is talking about her is like when you're really good at what you do, your business will grow, but only if you're talking about it and sharing it. So there's three things that I have found that make you almost guarantee your success online. Because if you have these things in place, I'll say this. I've never found a business that didn't have these things in place that wasn't successful. And so it is the ability to have long form content, a list that they control and own, and success stories and testimonials. So I'll go into each one of those things. So the first one is the ability to have long form content. When you're in the online space, the insta-famous person that's really good at snapping a pic and writing a good caption or having somebody else to write a caption is not a guaranteed proof of success. Somebody that has a podcast, that does lots of long form video content on YouTube, has a blog where they're writing a lot, do lots of live videos. If they're able to do that, it means they're actually an expert at what they're talking about. And you can't fake that. You cannot come on here and fake an hour-long podcast episode. Like, it's right. Going to come out. Not after possible. You've probably interviewed people and you know about 10 minutes in, like, nah, this person's probably kind of being.
So, I should have done a better job vetting.
Yeah. Yeah. So the exact same thing happens on your content. The people, if you're really good at what you do, it comes out in your content. Like, you should be able to see, like, man, this person is an expert at what they do. And if you want to stand out online, you have to be seen as that expert. The first thing is doing that with the long form content. The second thing is they have lots of video testimonials, customer reviews, success stories, all of that stuff. Because again, like, the thing that drives me insane, because I know how much people fake this stuff, is the little, like, text messaging screenshot text testimonials and stuff. Like,
oh yeah.
That stuff can be so fake. But if somebody has a bunch of video testimonials and reviews from customers, yes, that have said, like, man, this person changed my life. And the more specific they are, the even better. So if you're a trainer and it was, Nick's a really good trainer, or, man, Nick helped me get my life back and lose 50 pounds in 3 months. Like, that's, like, very specific. Like, okay, that shows that you get real results for real people. So much for the fact that most people don't like being on camera. So if they're willing to get on a camera and talk about the transformation of the experience that they've had with you as a professional, I mean, that's huge. And that also distinguishes you from others. Because if you look at most people that are, like, the quote unquote insta famous, entrepreneurs and stuff, they don't typically have that stuff. But the ones that are truly successful, and you go to their YouTube, you go to their website, and it's just flooded with video testimonials and reviews and stuff from them. I mean, even if you think about the products that you buy, 88% of people, this is from Forbes magazine, will look at a customer review or a testimonial before they buy a product or book a call.
For sure.
If you go to Amazon and you're looking for products, like, I'll look for the product. Like, I just bought a new cable for my camera here. And all I did is I typed in what type of cable I was looking for. And I just scrolled through and I found the one with the most reviews and I clicked it. Like, that's how people shop. So if you want to stand out as an expert in whatever your niche is, you got to get lots of reviews. And then the third thing is they also have a customer list that they own. We live in a very social media focused driven world, and it is very important to have a social media presence to communicate to your audience online. However, it is not a guarantee of success. If you want to guarantee your success online, you need to own that customer list. So what that means is it's like a large email list, text messaging list, something to where if I want to send out a message to my customers or potential customers, I can do that. I don't have to rely on, will the algorithm show this post to them? Will this one get throttled back or anything like that? Like, I own the ability to communicate to my customers anytime I want. Because also, if you've done the things necessary to grow an email list or a text messaging list or something, means that you have provided value in some way to where they want to give you their contact information because they want more from you than just clicking follow on your Instagram account or something like that. But yeah, those three things are, and from what I have seen, are universal. I've never found somebody that has a successful podcast, has a lot of long-form video content, does lots of live videos, has lots of video testimonials and success stories and reviews, and has a big email list or text messaging list that is not successful.
So I think when you hear about going digital, and of course I do a lot of things naively, and then in hindsight, I look back and I'm like, whoa, that was a lot. I bit off a lot more than I could chew right there. Right. So it's like, yeah, you just got to do this and you got to do this and then everything. And then what I think a lot of folks realize is it's a lot more work, like going digital and becoming an expert in a field and having the long form and having the testimonials. Are there clients that you say, hey, they come to you, maybe this isn't for you. And here, be warned about these several of things, because you probably figured out once you were transitioning, I'm guess, from anatomy down in Miami and then deciding to go digital and doing the business coaching and then all that. It's like, there's so many layers to all of it, and you don't have to do them all at once at core, of course, but it is still, I mean, if you're going to be successful, right, it's still 60 hours a week. It's still, I'm sure on certain weeks, you're pumping 80 hours worth, but I guess on the upside of things, you're probably monetizing and getting your actual value for your time and your effort, where before it was kind of hand to mouth. So are there warnings that you send to people that come to you that look for some business coaching?
Yeah, great question. Lots of stuff there. So one, yes. Absolutely, you still work a lot. The difference that you leverage online and digital is it's easier to scale your time, because typically it's not necessarily trading time for money, like you would for individual training sessions and stuff. You're able to hopefully create a product that allows you to work with multiple people at the same time. That's the one thing that I do tell people. If you're just looking to take your what you do in person, like one-on-one live Zoom sessions and stuff like that, and take it online, you're still capped. There's still so many hours in a day, so many times that you can actually do sessions, so many hours of the day that people are going to want to do those sessions with you. You're going to reach a cap still. So you're going to end up getting burned out just like you can in your in-person business when you take it online. So when you're doing that, you have to be, you have to not think about how you were valuing yourself, where, oh, I'm giving them an hour of my time, and so now I get X in return. You need to more so make the mindset shift of the value that you provide and the result that you bring. If this is what I always like, I make it extreme so people get points sometimes. If I said, okay, you're going to have to work with me 5 hours a week for the next, 10 weeks to get X results. So that's going to be, five hours times 10, that's 50 hours. Or I'm going to give you a program that you do for, 10 minutes a day, and you're going to get the same result. Which one's more valuable? Right. Like for me, it's, man, easy. You're saving me 50 minutes a day. Well, that's way more valuable. Exactly. A lot of people though, especially fitness professionals, they put their value on the amount of time that they give somebody, and they have to switch their mindset to the result.
Because that's the game they had been playing for. That was the mental construct. That was hour for $150.
Yep. And that's what you had to do. So and whenever they come online, it's like, okay, I'm writing this program for somebody. It only took me, 30 minutes to do. So if it was 150 an hour, like, okay, this should only be a $75 program. Like, no, it doesn't work that way. You're just putting yourself in the same exact time for money thing. So there's that aspect. So hopefully whenever you're doing it online, you are scaling, but you're still, if you truly want to be successful and create time and financial freedom, you're gonna have to put in a lot of work, especially in the front end to do all that stuff. So you asked about people that might not be a good fit. Me personally, with EntreFit, with our consulting company, I turn away more clients than I actually take on. One, for the fact of I work with them personally one-on-one. So we talked about knowing your dream client and everything like that. If you're going to be sucking the energy out of me, and if I'm more excited about growing your business than you are, this is not going to be a good fit, because I don't want to be excited and waking up early every day to go grow your business for you. Right. I'm frustrated, and it's not going to be successful for you.
Have you cut people off?
Oh, all the time. Yeah. So I turn people away all the time. There's a gentleman that reached out to me earlier this week. So on Monday this week, and was telling me about what he wanted to do and everything. I said, you know what? This just isn't the right fit for you. There's lots of other programs and courses or something out there that you could get started with, because I kind of have my own personal checklist. So for me, for example, I don't think somebody should start their fitness journey out online. If you haven't gotten the reps in training somebody in person, going online, you don't know what can go wrong. There's a happy ignorance with that. Yes. If you've never had to coach somebody through all the different variations and regressions and progressions of a squat, how do you, in your mind, expect to be able to do that online? When somebody says, hey, my knees are bothering me when I do this movement, you're just going to say, oh, lighten the weight. Because that's all you know how to do, because you haven't had enough reps in to think about things that could be going on with their squat pattern. So that's part of it. But the other thing is if they want to argue with me with like my system or my methodology, like, hey, if you have a better way, you should do that. Like, I know what works for me and for all of my clients. So do you, that's awesome. But I had somebody that was arguing with me that they wanted to grow an online business, but they didn't think they should have to post anything on social media. It's like, okay, if you don't mind me asking, you're wanting to have an online only business. Do you have a website? Well, no. Okay. Do you have a social media account? Well, yeah, but I don't want to post anything. I said, how are your clients going to come to you? And they're like,
yeah,
but I just still think I shouldn't post on social media. I was like, okay, cool. That's awesome. I would strongly disagree with you. So you go try that. But whenever you're ready to go all in with this and follow this proven system that we have, man, I would love to work with you. But yeah, because imagine your clients, somebody wants to come to you and they want to lose 50 pounds, Nick, and they're like, I want to lose 50 pounds, but I want to eat exactly the way I'm eating now. I don't want to change my diet. I only want to work out 3 days a week and I don't want to lift and I don't want to get too sweaty. Like, sorry, bro. Like, you're not going to get good results. So I don't want to just take people's money. You're a great person too. You just want to take somebody's money. If they're not a good fit, if they're not willing to put in the work, if they're looking for a shortcut or easy way out, like our jobs as coaches, right, is to provide a plan or blueprint for them to follow, but they still have to put in the work. You can't squat for somebody and then get results. That's exactly.
I would love to do the work for you, but I can't.
It's not like by osmosis. Like, you're just going to go lay your head on the bench and you're going to get strong. Like, it doesn't work that way. You have to actually do the reps. Like, our job as coaches is to try and make the process as simple for them as possible. But simple does not always mean easy. It's still going to be a lot of work. You know, it's simple. It's simple to get in your car and drive to the gym, but few people do it. It's simple to make healthier choices and eat less food, but yet so many people don't want to break that habit that they're in. Mm-hmm. Things that are often simple, typically lead, we know this just from fitness, like those simple things, the most basic fitness programs, typically get people the best results. But it's getting them to show up and do those things consistently. Action is difficult. Simple. The process is simple. Action is difficult.
Yeah. Taking that first step, the execution, being willing to wake up every day and follow through with that. So I'm sure you get a lot of people that are kind of coming to you, entering the online space. I don't know if they're coming from different spots, and you may turn some down, that like the guy who's not willing to post on social media and doesn't have a website, he's clearly not a fit. So, but I'm sure you have some people coming to you from different spots in their journey. What kind of platforms are you recommending to people to help build their business?
Yeah, that's a great question. It honestly, again, it just depends. There's several like I would say must-haves. One, you must have a website, and this is one of the reasons why I love what we do with our coaching program. Is not only are we an incredible business coaching program that we're going to show you exactly what you need to do, we actually have a full service agency that comes along with it. So that was one of my other frustrations whenever I started doing all this stuff. I went and hired business coaches, and I was spending all of my time learning how to set up email marketing, build these ClickFunnels accounts, and do all this graphic design. Like, I had to be like a full-time graphic designer and stuff, and figuring all this stuff out. And I was spending all my time doing that, where I was like, I'm not even training people anymore. I lost you there.
I got you. I can still hear you.
Okay, cool. I wasn't even training people anymore. And it was just all about like the graphic design and all of that stuff and everything. And so with our coaching program, we give you the coaching program plus the full service agency and everything with it. So we're going to build websites for you. We do graphic design, video editing, SEO optimization, especially if you have like a local brick and mortar facility you're trying to market. We do it all for you. I think that's one of the things that makes our program really unique. So saying all of that, you do have to have a website if you want people to give you money online. I'm telling you now, because I've seen all the ads. There's people out there that are telling you you don't need a website. That's absolutely true. And what I always tell people, that's just like, you don't need to train people in a gym, right? You can train people out in a park. You can train them out on the beach and stuff like that. But chances are, if you hitting the level of wealth and success you want, just training people out in a park, probably not going to happen. You need to train them in a facility. You need to open up a facility, partner with a facility or something like that, just like with your website. Because that becomes, whenever you go online, all people know is what they see online. So you need to have this digital storefront built out to where they have a landing, a website that they go to. Your social media profiles are clean, professional, and consistent. across the whole board. They're able to see, again, they need a place where they can see your previous success stories and testimonials. They need a place where they can get more content from you to see you as a professional, because nobody is just going to show up online and say, oh, wow, you look fit. Here's my money. It's not going to happen, especially right now when people have way too many options to choose from. So as far as platforms, I always tell people you need to get a website going. You need to also, then the other two things are it depends questions. And what it depends on is who you're trying to serve and what your your target market and your niche. So who are you serving and what service or offer are you giving to them? Because that should depend on what social platforms you should be on and what delivery device like app or something that you should be delivering your content on. Because all of those are different. Some clients, they shouldn't be posting on Instagram because their target clients are not on Instagram. I've got a client that I work with who he specializes in helping to remove joint pain for women that are over 65. Guess what? Most of them aren't on Instagram, but he's crushing it on Facebook right now because all the grandmas are on Facebook. And so that's where he's at. I've got some clients that go after it. She goes after, what she calls the boss babes. So it's like, you know, these 22 to 32 year old females that are working in their career. And maybe they gained some weight in college and they just never got it off. And they want confidence in their bikini, man, they're all over Instagram and they're not on Facebook. So by knowing your target audience, like we talked about earlier, that lets you know exactly where you should be spending your time. You shouldn't just be throwing out on content on social media just because you see other people doing it. You should be throwing out content on social media that's trying to attract the people that you feel called to serve based upon that character, target market, and niche. Then once you know where they're at, that's one of the other must-haves is on that social platform, you're creating that community online. What's your delivery device or that client fulfillment process? So that depends on the type of training you're offering that you want to do. There's, especially now, there's dozens, if not way more than that, of different apps, delivery services and stuff, from everything from like, you know, spending $30,000, $50,000 getting your own custom app made, all the way to there's things like Vimeo OTT, there's Trainerize, there's True Coach, there's an app that I even work for called Playbook App. And it just depends on what you want to do as far as the type of content. Do you want follow along with content? Do you want to be able to create custom workouts for people? Do you want custom nutrition? Is this a group setting? Do you want a community aspect to it? All of those things you have to take into consideration whenever you're finding out what platform you want to use. And a mistake I see so many people make is they start at the end and then they try to work backwards. So what they'll do is they will get the app, they'll write the program and stuff like that, and then they'll start posting things on social media and they're like, why isn't anybody buying this? Well, you started in the wrong order. You need to start with the person that you want to serve, find out what the need is you need to meet, then where they're at on social media, then what delivery device do you need to do to meet that need? Because if not, you're going to be wasting all this time, effort, and money creating what you think is like the world's perfect program, and nobody's going to buy it because you were thinking about yourself and not about the needs of the people that you're called to serve.
That's brilliant. You talk about building multiple revenue streams, and for a lot of us, that's the goal. That's the dream.
Yeah.
And I guess, what are your current revenue streams, if you don't mind me asking? If you don't want to share, that's all good. I'm not asking like how much you make in it. That didn't matter. But what are some potential future revenue streams that you see adding to your portfolio in the future? And it sounds like you got a ton of them going on already with the full agency. I think that's brilliant. And I think you're right. That's a market that needs to be served. So good for you. But what are your current revenue streams and what are you going to be adding in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. So me personally, I've got my EntreFit consulting and coaching. So with that, we have the coaching and agency service to where, like I said, we do everything for you, plus your coaching service and everything. And that's only $1,900 a month. Like, it's super cheap. It's for the cost of literally a $10 an hour employee. You get our coaching program, you get to work with me one-on-one. Plus we do website, graphic design, SEO, everything for you. It's a no-brainer offer. Then awesome. We also have just our regular coaching program. So that's people that they just want to come in, they want to work with us, they want to ask their questions, get the information and everything. And that's only $497 a month for that one. So it's, again, it's a lower barrier to entry, because what I want to do is I want to help the people. It's not about scale or anything like that for me. It's about helping the right people that I'm called to serve. So making sure that it's accessible to everyone, but at the same time, I got a wife and three kids. We got to make some money. So it's doing that.
And everybody's glad you don't live in Miami anymore, because the cost of living compared to Tulsa is probably completely different.
I went from a 2-bedroom condo that I was paying $4,000 a month for here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I have a 5-bedroom house, an office, a game room, like an acre lot, beautiful, huge gated neighborhood. And I pay like $2,400 a month. It's
brilliant.
So yeah, the family loved it. It was great. So we've got that from that. And then we also have just like one-off consulting projects. So I also work with like a lot of major brands. There's an equipment company here that I work with called GoFit. They make a lot of home equipment. They manufacture and sell home equipment. I work with them for digital consulting. So that's more one-off projects, just based upon the length of the project and the thing that they're looking to do. Then I have revenue coming in from I'm the head of creator success for a fitness app called the Playbook app. So I work with their top 20 creators on the platform, helping them to monetize and really scale their digital business. These are people that are making, you know, $500,000 a year and more. And my job is just to help them grow their digital presence. So I have that with that as I'm an equity shareholder in that company as well. Then I also have my own still currently Project Dadbot online training platform that's set up completely passive that I just have set up. People can go on there, buy it themselves. It's all set up and it's automated. And that, you know, I could have anywhere from 10 people to 10,000 people in there because it's extremely hands-off for me. Then I also have a bunch of affiliate deals. So anything from former things within Project Dadbot for like affiliate things for like equipment, supplements, apparel, like wearables and devices and stuff like that, that there's affiliate stuff set up for, all the way to like affiliate commissions for the consulting stuff. So different website services, email marketing services, video editing services, having affiliate deals and everything set up for that. Then also lots of other businesses and stuff that my wife and I are invested in. We obviously have her medical practice. We do investing in different cryptocurrencies and stuff. That's big and popular with some people right now. Real estate work, and then random weird company that I opened up is actually opened up a shooting sports online retail store last year, just as another entrepreneurial venture. So always looking for other opportunities to invest into other companies and to help other people get stuff going and everything as well.
Wow, beautiful. You've got a lot of energy.
a lot of coffee. And like I said, even though I've got that stuff going on, I still wake up each day like hungry, starting at zero, and extremely driven to do more.
That is so awesome. All right, where can people learn more?
Yeah, so
follow you and learn more.
Yeah, absolutely. Check out the website. It's entrefitcoaching.com. Connect with me on there. The easiest way to speak directly with me quickly also is just on Instagram. That's where I'm probably the most active. It's at Sean Garner. So SEANGARNER. But yeah, Instagram or entrefitcoaching.com, or you can go to youtube.com/Sean Garner. Got lots of YouTube videos and stuff on there that I just started doing a lot of stuff with. And then obviously listen to Nick's podcast here. We can just put this one on repeat.
So good. This is awesome. And then we'll keep this in, but I'd love to have your wife on. So if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Afterwards, send me an email, link me up with her, and I'd love to have her on. My wife, I'm sure, would love to talk to her and get some good information out there for women who may be either on hormone replacement therapy or considering HRT. So I would love to talk with her.
I would love it. Shameless plug for her. It's Courtney Garner and it's Restore You Wellness. She's got it on Instagram and her website and everything, restoreyouwellness.com. So I'll definitely send all that stuff over to you because yeah, she's doing some awesome, awesome stuff.
Sean, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, man. That was, that was great. We just went right into it. I love that.
Yeah, get to work, man. We're here. We know what we're doing.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to the Believe Network. If you liked this podcast, be sure to subscribe and check us out on Believe.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter and like us on Facebook. That's BLEAV. Do you believe?